Blog Talk Radio.
But through Jesus, you counted us in. Thank you.
Thank you, sir.
Nobody could help us but Jesus.
Nobody.
Jesus, we want to thank you.
Thank you, Lord.
Oh, thank you, thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you for coming all the way through 42 generations to help us. Oh, thank you. And then when you came and died and was buried, you rose from the dead, ascended into heaven to your Father, and the Father didn't forget about us. Thank you.
Thank you, Lord.
Oh, God, sent the Holy Ghost, which has been here ever since.
Yes.
And thank you, Holy Ghost.
Thank you.
For leading and guiding us, for your protecting hand.
Thank you, thank you.
God, thank you for the hedge around your people.
Yes, thank you.
In the name of Jesus. You're there every step of the way. We can't doubt you. You've been there every step of the way. You've proven yourself so many times. And we just thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you for your friendship.
You're
the best friend we have ever had.
My God.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you.
For being our King of Kings and Lord of Lords. For raising us when we were down, for soothing our aching hearts.
Yes.
For the stamina to stand. For enjoying our souls and peace in our minds.
Oh, hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you.
Thank you.
You are the one that we look to.
Lord, you are the one.
I declare to the whole wide world that you are our hero.
Yes.
Amen. Oh, my God. You're the only true and living God.
Yes.
That will forget what you did for Adam.
Oh, God.
That will forget what you did for Jacob.
My Lord.
That will forget, Lord, what you did for Paul.
Oh,
yes.
What you did for Moses.
Oh,
I can't forget. How can I forget what you've done for me?
Yes.
How can I forget what you've done for me and how you set me free?
Thank you.
You brought me out.
Thank you, Jesus.
Never, never, never forget.
My Lord.
Father, I'm asking you to look on every person on this prayer line. With the resurrection power of the anointing of Jesus Christ.
Yes.
Come and abide on this prayer line.
Yes, Lord.
Stretch out your mighty hand.
That's the hand today, Lord.
Jesus.
You do that, Lord, we'll never be the same again.
So, see.
Your hand touch. Oh, my God.
Yes.
That's what destroys the yokes. God, stretch out your hand.
Move
by your power divine.
My soul.
Deliver us from the wiles of the enemy.
My God.
Yes, Lord.
Paul told us to stand, therefore. The Lord was standing.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank
you. You
know that the enemy tries to shoot darts at your people. Jealous fiend doesn't want your people to ascend.
Oh, Jesus.
But God, I'm asking you to touch, help, and deliver.
Lord.
God, as the enemy shoots darts. Oh, God, let the curse be reversed.
Yes.
In the name of Jesus, according to
Jesus.
Numbers, the 24th chapter.
Lord,
let the curse be reversed. In Jesus' name.
Thank you.
Lord. We pray for healing virtue everywhere.
Yes, Lord.
We pray for your anointing.
My Lord.
And deliverance to come. Touch the sick and heal the sick.
Let
those who are in trouble be the troubleshooter for them. Let those who are down pick them up. Touch those who are out and bring them in.
Yes, Lord.
Yes.
You're able, God. You're able.
Oh, yes.
You're abundantly above all we ask or even think. We give you glory. Even before you do it, we just thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you.
That's your holy name. My.
Yes.
And I try to get there to the front line, and you were there already. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
You are the everlasting God.
Yes, yes, yes.
I'm blessed, blessed, blessed.
Yes, Lord.
Even as I'm saying it, you're blessing somebody. Bless, 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 bless.
Bless,
bless, bless, bless, bless, bless, bless. Bless, 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 bless.
In the name.
Bless in the city, bless in the field, bless their going out, bless their coming in.
Hello.
In the name of Jesus, we pray.
Jesus.
For the glory of God. Thank God.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen and amen and amen and amen.
Amen. Thank you, Lord.
God bless all of you on the front line this morning. God bless you and you and you and you. Good morning to you, all of you. Good morning to you. Good morning. Good morning to you.
Good morning. God bless all of you.
Good morning, God bless.
All right, let's wake up here. Let's wake up. Let's get ready to give God glory. All of you who are on the prayer line for all these area codes, do I have to call your area code to get you to thank God and praise him? I hope not. I hope somebody just say, praise the Lord, and you're ready to praise him. Yeah.
Praise the Lord.
He's been mighty good to you. Amen. Let's have a praise check. Amen. See what your praise is. Is it a sleepy praise or is it a jubilant praise? Yeah. Let's have a praise check. Praise check in the name of Jesus. Praise check. Praise check.
Thank you,
Jesus. Come on, you can do that next. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Everybody praise him. Everybody praise him.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Praise your holy name. Thank you, Jesus. Praise your holy name. Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank
you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you,
Jesus.
Thank you.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. All of you, praise the Lord. And thank you for helping me give God some praise. Amen.
Yes, hallelujah.
God is so good. So kind. Just want to let you know we love you. Thank God for all of our sisters on the prayer line. Thank God for Lady Betty and Mother Johnson. Amen. Thank God for all of our bishops, superintendents, pastors, elders, and friends. God bless all of you, Pastor Williams and Elder Davis and Elder Coates. God bless you, and thank God that Dr. Pfeiffer, and thank God for special sister Gina Hodges, and Prophetess Gail Stiff, and I certainly want to thank Ambassador Julie Hagan, who has helped us on the blog so many times, and to Dr. Patricia Stern, who has a heart for a pastor. She has a pastor's heart. And all of you on this prayer line, we do thank God for you and you and you and you and you. I'm going to release the prayer line today to some of my, we had an executive council meeting, and I just want to thank God for those who are concerned about your leader. That touches my heart. Amen. In a day when most people are just for themselves, I want to thank you for being concerned about me. I think they have something special planned today. I don't know, but I'm going to release the line. Mother Johnson, why don't you greet us this morning, and y'all take it from there. Amen. Are you there, Mother?
I'm here, yes.
Greet us, and then let the those who plan something special, let them take it. I think Sister Gina and Dr. Stern, Dr. Pfeiffer, and others who plan something. But greet us this morning, and y'all can have it. Bless you. Go ahead, Mother Johnson.
God bless you, Dr. Johnson. I'd like to give honor to God this morning and to Dr. Johnson and to the whole entire prayer line. I am so happy and glad to be a part of this prayer line. The Lord has blessed me and made a way for me and take good care of me. And I just thank and praise God because he lets me rest so well at night. When I lay down, I get a good night's sleep. And I thank God for that. Not full of pain. And oh, I just love the Lord. And I thank God because this is the day that the Lord has awakened me again, saved from sin and sanctified and filled and baptized with the Holy Ghost and fire. I have a mind to serve the Lord all the way. Hallelujah. And I love every one of you. I want you to know it's no ill feeling in my heart toward no one. And I love the Lord and thank you, Elder Johnson. God bless you. And I'm saying pray for Mother Johnson that God will always get the glory out of my life. God bless you. Bless you. Bless you.
God bless you, Mother Johnson. And good morning, First Fruit Prayer Line. This is Sister Gina. And I, too, want to give God the glory for waking me up this morning, another day that he has allowed me to take. Mother Johnson, while we have you on the line, do you mind giving us some teaching on appreciation of the Holy Ghost, how you act when you got the Holy Ghost? There's certain things that you don't do. And we've been doing series on the Holy Ghost, and we're going to ask if you could just bring us a brief testimony or give us a few words about your actions when you claim the Holy Ghost.
Oh, God, thank you. Thank you. God bless you, Sister Gina. I tell you, Mother Johnson is one of the only thing I can do when I'm to talk is to just lean on the Lord and let him speak through me. But I tell you one thing, it's one thing I want to say before I get to how the Holy Ghost works and what you do. It seems like to me the Lord has given me to tell everyone on the line, if there ever been a time that we should seek the Lord, it is now. We need to seek God as never before. Seek him not only just for those that haven't got the Holy Ghost, haven't received the Holy Ghost, but for all of you that have received the baptism of the Holy Ghost, it's time to seek the Lord. I mean, go seek him with all within you, that God might renew your strength and God might renew the Holy Ghost in you. The Holy Ghost is present right now. I tell you, I can feel his presence. The little song says, don't you feel his presence? He's already here. God is already here, and I thank God for that. The Holy Ghost is he all by himself. He works with the Spirit of God. There's three in the Trinity, which is the Father, that's God. The Word is the Son, and the Holy Ghost. They are working together. And I tell you, when you get God in your life, and praise the Lord, the Son Jesus is working in your life. Hallelujah. You can't stay away from the Holy Ghost because he's already there, and he's going to work in your life. He comes into your life. And when he comes in, honey, you don't want to do nothing that's against the
host
Spirit
has
of the
joined
Lord.
The conference.
Hallelujah. You want to serve the Lord with all your heart. You want to give him your heart. You want to give him your life. You don't want Satan to take, oh, you don't want Satan to take the portion that where God can use you to his will and glory. And if you let him in, let the Holy Ghost come in. I tell you, you're going to have to get everything that's sin, every little thing that's wrong. You got to get rid of it. You can't hold on to it. Some people want the Holy Ghost, but not bad enough to forsake every little thing. They think they can keep them little things, and The Holy Ghost will never come. You're going to have to just surrender your whole will to God and let him come in and wash you and make you whiter than snow. And when you let the Holy Ghost come in there, you won't want him. You won't have no desire to do anything that's unpleasing to the Lord, unpleasing to the Holy Ghost. You won't be little selfish feelings. You'll get rid of that. Where there's selfishness, you'll find out there's love and you want to be nice to everybody you meet. But, you know, these young kids, really, they know now how to be selfish. They know how to turn you away and don't want you to see that they don't want to be bothered with you. But I tell you, the Holy Ghost, it's not selfish. It's no selfishness in there. It's no little lies. It's no little stealing. Hallelujah. Your fingers are not sticky to take nothing that don't belong to you. You want to be your hands to grow and be clean. Your clean hand will make you stronger and make you wax stronger and stronger. With the mind, stayed on the Lord. And it make you don't want to lie about nothing. I don't care what it is. Some people, grown old folks, they'll tell a lie right quick to save their lives or save their money. But, honey, I don't want to lie about nothing. I want to tell the truth if I can't get what I'm after or what I want. Tell the truth and let God make a way for you. I live like that. And I tell you, don't lie for nothing. And some people will lie in a minute just to keep things the way they want it. But, honey, if you shall know the truth, and the truth is the thing that makes you free. That's the way you live. You live on the truth. Rely on the truth. If it's going to hurt you, tell the truth. God bless you, and I tell you, it's a wonderful thing to love everybody you meet. Don't have special folks that you think, well, I'm above her. She's poor, and I don't want to be bothered with her. I look down on her, but those that's well-dressed, I look up at them, and I'll give them the high seats. But that poor sister, that poor brother, not dressed as well as you think they should be, then you look down on them and want them to put them down on the low seat to put them in the back. But, oh, God don't like it. God wants us to love everybody, treat everybody the same. God is a God for every one of us. And the Holy Ghost will teach you if you'll just allow him, if you'll allow yourself to get rid of yourself. Because self is your worst enemy. He will hold you back from the Holy Ghost. He will keep you from receiving the baptism of the Holy Ghost. Oh, self, think you can cling on to this and hold on to that and think there's nothing wrong with that or this. But, honey, you got to get rid of that and this, too, because your body belongs to the Lord. Our body is the temple of the Holy Ghost. And if we don't clean our bodies up, get rid of all of that mess, every bit of it. These young folks know how to cling on to it and show cold shoulders toward one another. But, honey, let us get out of that. That's just mess. God don't like it, but, oh, we got to learn how to live lovable toward everybody. Holy Ghost is sweet. Hallelujah. He loves you and don't hate nobody. And I thank God for the baptism of the Holy Ghost. And he'll work if you let him, but you got to get yourself completely out of the way. And when you get yourself cleaned up and get your house clean from inside out, the Holy Ghost will come up on you and still praise the Lord. You're talking about a joy. The joy of the Lord is your strength. You can find out what joy really means to have the Holy Ghost working in your life. He'll work you over real good and work you from inside out. And, honey, when he gets through with you, you'll want to love everybody.
Recording started.
God bless you, and I tell you, I love the Lord today. I hope I've said something, but I haven't given you any scriptures, but one thing for sure, the Holy Ghost is present. Acts 1 and 8 said, after that the Holy Ghost is come up on you, you shall receive power. Power to be witnessed in Jerusalem, Judea, Samaria, and to the utmost part of the earth. You can witness to folks when you get the Holy Ghost. Long as you can't witness to nobody, you know the Holy Ghost is not present. Because the Holy Ghost comes in you to make you free. Make you free from sin. take away that bashfulness and that shame face. You can tell somebody else about the Holy Ghost. Tell them how sweet he is, and you can witness with him. And when you come down to the altar, you can work the altar and tell those that work and work and help them work them through at the altar. Tell them to say, yes, Lord, yes, yes. Surrender your will to the Lord. Give it all to the Lord. Let him come in and wash you and clean you up and make your life white as snow. The Holy Ghost will work. The Holy Ghost is not ashamed. Not ashamed to help for you to help somebody else. And when the Holy Ghost comes, he don't come just for you. But he comes that you might help someone else or talk to someone else. Encourage their hearts. Let them know, honey, don't stop seeking God. Seek the Lord while he may be found. Call upon him while he's near. Let the wicked forsake his way and the unrighteous man his thoughts. And let him return unto the Lord. And to our God he will abundantly pardon you. If you'll just seek him, seek him until you don't have no shame in you. Seek him until you be bold. And, oh, God, you have that boldness in you to tell someone else about the Lord. Seek him until you know that you got the Holy Ghost. And the Holy Ghost will speak for himself. You don't have to speak for him. He will come into your life and speak for himself. My God, Acts 2 and 4, read it, read it. Read that chapter to Acts 2 and 4 and see how the Lord spoke with everybody. That everybody was in there. They knew exactly what they were saying because the Holy Ghost was speaking in their own language. And, honey, the Holy Ghost is not crazy. He's not ignorant. He's not selfish. He's not sinful. But all the sin will be taken away. And the Holy Ghost will speak for himself. And I tell you, if you seek the Lord, while he may be found. And keep on seeking him. Don't stop seeking him. When the Lord save you, you keep seeking the Lord that he might take you deeper. And he'll take you higher. You don't have to worry about going higher. Because some people want to go higher before they go deeper. But you go deeper. And, honey, you can stand the storm. You can stand the test. When they come in, when the enemy is coming against you, you can stand and not want to go back into the world. You want to get stronger and stronger. And in due time, if you seek God and stay humble, you stay humble at the feet of Jesus. And in due time, he will lift you up to where you belong. God bless you. Bless you. Bless you. I know my time is up. But I thank God for the Holy Ghost.
Thank you, Lord
Jesus. God bless you. Back in the energy, Sister Gina. God bless you.
God bless you, Mother Johnson, and thank you for that, those beautiful words. Weren't they wonderful?
Yeah, those were
wonderful.
That word this morning, God bless her soul, my Lord.
Yes, amen. Let's do a prayer break right here.
Bible, it's the anointing. Amen.
Amen, amen, amen.
herself up and strengthen herself down through the years. And amen. And the same things ought to be proceeding out of our mouth and out of our spirit. And I thank God that she set me up so I could just walk right into what God has placed in my heart with the leading of the Holy Spirit and with the permission from our leader, Dr. Bernard Johnson. And I thank God for the man of God. Always we want to keep Dr. Johnson in our prayers. Our bowers of compassion is to pray for him. And he needs rest right now. Amen. All of us do. Amen. But the man of God, he has a full load. Amen. Praise the Lord. He doesn't even tell you everything that he does do, because I don't think he knows everything he does. He just is an instrument used by God. And just as much as he pour out in the spirit, he needs to be replenished in the natural. So if you don't have to bother the man of God, amen, please give him a chance to rest and get his body replenished. And God bless you is my prayer on that. And I just want to let you know on this morning, amen, through the leading of the Holy Spirit, amen, we are the First Fruit Prayer Line family, amen. And we always want to lift up the man of God, always. He should never have to tell us that. All of us, if he's not your local pastor, you lift up your pastor, you lift up Dr. Johnson, because he is your leader here on First Fruit Prayer Line. Amen. And we thank and honor God for that. We want to always lift up, amen, Lady Betty. Amen. That is, amen, bone of his bone and flesh of his flesh. You can't pray for him without praying for her. You can't love him and don't love her. You got to love them both because they are one. And we do want Lady Betty to know that we do love her. We're not throwing stones. We're just trying to gather some things together to always have this on our mind. We always want to continue to pray for Mother Atlee Johnson. Amen. Praise the Lord. Stated before, and we'll keep saying it again, and always lift up the family, amen, because sometimes we forget about those, amen, who blesses us day by day. When we're not even on the prayer line, Dr. Johnson is praying for us, and we want to thank him for it in the spirit and